Oh no, I'm stuck. Pull me out. I don't want to do this anymore.
When you're the family of a CIA agent, Harold dogs your every step.
Why do we look like this?
Ah, mamma mia, this isn't good.
But at least you always have someone there to bail you out.
No, you son of a bitch!
Ouch! Yeah, why are you just sitting there?
American Dad. New season begins July 12th at 11 p.m. on Adult Swim.
Welcome back to Owls Only, the Adult Swim podcast. I'm your host, Bryce Hope, and I am joined by a very special guest today. It's Dan from Dan the Man Show.
Yo, what is up?
So this is our second time recording this podcast because I usually record these over Zoom, and the file was just corrupted beyond belief. We tried to save it. There was nothing we could do. And so we're doing this again, but I think this is a good chance for us to, you know, sharpen our podcasting skills. I wrote out like a bit of an outline this time versus last time where it was very like free form, because I want to make sure I don't miss anything, because there's so much to talk about this show. We are talking about American Dad. So Dan, I had to have you on this episode because you are the American Dad expert. And you are currently working on a massive video where you rank every American Dad episode ever. So can you tell me how you got into that? Like how you decided to do this like insane project, and what made you choose American Dad over like any other show?
It's a very, that question sounds very familiar. I wonder where I heard it from before. no, but in all honesty, you know, American Dad, I wish I could say I had this like amazing story about how like one night I just watched it and when I was a little boy and it stuck with me forever. But I actually was I did the normal pipeline, the hashtag normal pipeline of going from Simpsons to Family Guy and then to American Dad. Like that's the pipeline I hear a lot.
Yeah.
So that's how it went for me as well. So you know, I got into Simpsons at a pretty young age actually. And then I watched Family Guy on, I think, Adult Swim one night, and I got into that very quickly. Yeah. And then, you know, from there, that's kind of like where I was watching Family Guy on Adult Swim. And then American Dad was playing, you know, adjacent to that. I forget if they played it before or after. I think they played it before.
Yeah, but what I remember it was always before. Like American Dad was 10, Family Guy was 11.
That sounds about right. And then, so that they did that. Whenever I tuned in early, and I think I like watched American Dad like once or twice, I'm like, oh, this looks very interesting. And then I like started watching with the show from like season. Oh God, I can't even say the number because the seasonal discrepancies are so screwed up.
Yeah,
I'll say season 8, but just know it's the season with the hot tub episode as the season premiere, which is a very, very bad episode to start watching the show on, keeping up with the show, because it is very, very against the formula. It's a great episode, but like that episode specifically is not the best episode to start watching the show, trust me, like keeping up with it.
That season has the hurricane episode like right after, doesn't it?
Right. Oh my God, they were like, hey, so I know like you just witnessed a banger, you want to see us do it again?
And I'm like, the hurricane episode, like it's not my favorite episode of the show, but it's one that like stuck with me as a kid. I remember I watched that a bunch of times as a kid. It's definitely the best of the Hurricane trilogy. When you made a video about that, right? Like
I did. That was like my big like blow up video. That one did very well. Still like that one a lot. The only thing I don't like is my mic quality and audio quality, which I still never like fully get down. I'm never gonna get that down no matter what.
Yeah,
but I love talking about that one. I never really saw anyone talk about it as like a crossover. You know, you always see people talk about Seahorse Seashell Party. That's like the one They always talk about, it's always Seahorse Seashell Party this and Seahorse Seashell Party that.
Infamously bad Family Guy episode.
The infamously bad Family Guy episode. And even then I like gave it its flowers. I'm like, you know, honestly, it's bad, but like it has like redeeming qualities if you take a step back and look at the bigger picture.
It has the part where it has Stewie just said that in there. Like it can't be that bad.
I know. And then like
episode, isn't it?
Especially when like you look at the episode. It's so funny because like American Dad had like two banger episodes back to back. And then Family Guy had two of the arguably worst episodes back to back because they had Seahorse Seashell Party. And then they had the fucking domestic abuse episode with Quagmire's sister right after.
Jesus
and that
Christ.
Was like, wow, that is the worst possible like rotation you could have possibly done. Good job, Family Guy. I'm proud of you. That was not good.
Doesn't that season also have Back to the Pilot though?
Yes. Season 10 is probably like I don't know if it's my least favorite, but it's one of my least favorites, but it still has like really good episodes.
Because I remember when I bought that DVD when it came out. It was like the first Family Guy DVD that I bought because I loved Back to the Pilot so much. And not a great season, but I still think that's a great like DVD cover. I, of course, own all the Family Guy and American Dad releases now. Speaking of Hurricane, that one is like super, like the Volume 8 DVD. I don't know if it still is, but my friend was trying to collect all the American Dad DVDs a while back. And that one is like super rare now for some reason. That one also, Volume 8 also has my favorite Christmas episode, the one with Nemo. I think that one is like, I don't think it's the best in terms of story, but that one's like unreasonably funny to me. I fucking love the Nemo episode.
Okay, so I love the show, but like, and this is not like a problem only with American Dad. This is a problem with basically all of the McFarlane shows, except seemingly the Cleveland show. But yeah. I don't know who decides to do volumes, but that is literally the most confusing thing ever. Like, just give us seasons. Be normal, please. Just
and
like,
of course, after a certain point, the volumes do just become seasons. They just don't match
exactly.
up.
Like it, and that's what's so like confusing because it's like, hey, Grandma, can I get like season 8 on DVD? And then she gets you like Volume 8. It's like, oh, this is season 7. What the hell? Or yeah. You know, I don't know like how it's split up. I have the DVDs too. I think I have like, I don't have all of them, but I think I have like 1 through 6.
Of American Dad or Family
of American
Guy?
Dad. Yeah. Family Guy, I have a lot more. And I actually also have like, I don't know if you knew this, they have like those big Family Guy DVD packs, like the ones that are like 5 seasons at a time.
Yes, I know those.
So I have all of those. And those are actually pretty not expensive. Like, you can get all of those for like $70 last time I checked. Like it was too bad. I mean, the packaging isn't great, but I mean, you're basically getting all of those DVDs and all of the DVD cuts of the episodes as well for pretty good price actually, which by the way, off, you know, tangent for a second, I'm glad Hulu I think has the episodes uncensored. I could be wrong, I'm probably wrong, but like I kind of wish they had the DVD cuts of the episode as well, because I wish they're of the shows as well, because there's so many jokes in like Family Guy and American Dad that you wouldn't know about unless like you watch the DVD cut. Like, for example, I don't know if you ever knew this or not. So going back to the hot tub episode, you know, the Hot Tub of Love song?
Yeah.
So in that song, there's like this one moment where it's like CeeLo singing and then like this bass comes out and sings bass like really deep and baritone.
Yeah.
And if you watch it on the DVD, it's not a bass. It's actually like a donkey. And it does the most high-pitched, like, donkey screech you've ever heard. It's wild. It's kind of like a jump scare, kind of. And, like, I don't like that, but I like that that's a thing. And it's sad that, like, not a lot of people know about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, when I rewatched Hot Tub for the last time we did this, and that joke was definitely not on there, even because I rewatched it on Hulu. So that's definitely not on there. Do you remember if Netflix had the DVD cuts of the episode, or if they had the
I did not watch the show when it was on Netflix, so I actually don't have, or even if I did, I don't think I watched it through Netflix. I think I watched it through like a totally legal site.
Yeah, no, I'm like, I think I'm a bit younger than you. I'm a Zoomer. So I was like a shitty little 11-year-old with my Amazon Fire Kindle and a Netflix app on it. And that's how I watched American Dad for the first time. I watched like all three of the McFarlane shows, and American Dad was like by far my favorite. And then I kind of transitioned over to watching them all in a row on Adult Swim later, where like the lineup would be like King of the Hill at 8, Cleveland Show at 9, American Dad at 10, and Family Guy at 11. And then when Aqua Teen came on, I went to bed, which obviously would change in a few months. But why did you decide to choose like American Dad over like any other adult cartoon with a million episodes? Like, why American Dad and not like Bob's Burgers?
Well, okay, so I think the climate's changed ever since I started talking about the show. I don't think this is necessarily as true anymore. But yeah, when I started making American Dad videos, and the first one I made was from, like, I want to say a few, like, years and years ago. I was talking about one episode in particular, Rabbit Ears, which I still love.
Great episode. Fantastic.
And that one really blew up, and it made me think, you know, this show does not get its flowers enough, and I really want to, like, talk about the show more. And I never really got the chance until I started talking about it again for like, honestly. So I did a big like Ace Attorney video back in like 2022. And like that didn't do as well as I hoped. It's done a lot better now, thankfully, because of my other videos that did well. And that one blew up. And I'm really happy because that is might be my favorite video because of all the time and effort I put into that one. But ironically, the one that really like, I say the hurricane episode kind of blew up for me, but like the one that really got like people talking was the one where I talked about the Christmas episodes. And like that wasn't actually like originally going to happen. I was never going to talk about that. Like I was like, you know, I'm just going to wait until 2020. I'm tired. This took like almost a full year to make this one. And like, I don't know if I want to do this. I'm like, I should make a Christmas video. I kind of always make Christmas videos.
Yeah,
which is a lie. I don't do that, but like I felt like I had to. So like, why not? I'll make like an American Dad Christmas video thing. It'll be short. It'll be quick. It was like 40 minutes. I don't know how to be short and quick, unfortunately.
Great video.
I like that video too a lot. I like talking about that one. I think my opinions mostly stand. I might like differentiate on a few compared to like where the list is now. And this is literally this whole list is like one Sophie's Choice after another. I don't think anyone is like gonna expect what my top 10 are. Like, I don't think anyone, I think there's gonna be some like noticeable ones, but I don't think they're gonna be like, oh, why is that like number here? And why isn't it like higher? Why isn't it lower? That sort of thing. And I'm still not done. I'm still like ranking everything. I'm already on the last, from the last time we talked, I was on like season 6, and then now I'm already on like the last Fox season.
Cool.
So I'm almost done with that. And there's just so much, and I'm really, you know, I'm really looking forward to doing this again, but like there are so many like really, really good ones, and I feel bad every time I like end a new season. I'm like putting the ranking together because I have like a ranking list going alongside it. Like I have the episodes ranked per season, and then I have the overall ranking, and it's like I really like this episode, and then every season I do after it, there's more like great episodes that I love, and I see that one like go down and down and down even more. I'm like, damn, I still love this one, and it's like now number like 22.
Yeah,
and I'm like, but it's literally like almost a 10 out of 10 in my eyes. Like it's really good, and that's what I love about this show too, is like I don't think there's like a contender. I think there are like episodes people look to for like the best one. But I think that there are plenty of contenders for like the best episode or like the top 10. I don't think anyone's top 10 best episodes are going to be the same. I could say that for any show, but like, I think with this show in particular, I think there's so many things to choose from.
Yeah.
That I just don't think that I think that there's just so much.
I wrote down actually a couple episodes when I was trying to come up with like some of the most iconic stuff from this show. Completely off the top of my head, I wrote down Lost in Space, Nighthawks, which is the Rabbit Ears episode where Stan finds the old TV and there's like a show inside of it. Top of the Steve, which is the TBS era episode where Steve and Roger figure out they're inside like a sitcom spinoff and they sing Beatles to get out of it at the end. Gold Top Nuts, which was an episode from like 2 years ago, I think. I think everybody knows about Gold Top Nuts. The Vietnam reenactment episode, Hurricane, the Hot Water episode, Stelio Kantos, and Steve Areno. Those were the big ones that I thought of when I was thinking of like iconic episodes of this show. I also think that Stan of Arabia is very iconic because I don't know why I like that episode a lot. It's not that great, but it's like, I think it's because I had that volume one DVD and I just rewatched it constantly. But that's another big one for me is the Stan of Arabia episode. But
Stan of Arabia has its moments. I think like for being so early on in the show, they do a lot of like, there are so many new things they have to make for that episode, which again, this is like episode, I want to say like, I don't even know if they got to like the 20s by the time they got to that episode. No, that's like episode 12 and 13 of the whole show.
Yeah, because it's the end of the first DVDs. So it's 12 and 13 of the whole show. That episode, it almost feels like a Family Guy episode. It feels like a Road 2 episode. Like it doesn't, I feel like, it almost feels like a kind of like travel movie episode, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like if they did that story arc today, they'd find like much weirder, like more bizarre shit to take the characters. But
yeah,
I think
no,
it was
I agree with that.
It's a good exercise, I think, in them figuring out who these characters are, because when the show starts off, they really aren't sure like who these characters are going to be, like especially Roger, because like the entire, because I watched the entire first DVD again to prepare for this, and the arc of that whole little like mini season of 13 episodes is Roger like figuring out how we can go out in public, which they of course retcon pretty much immediately when you find out that Roger has been going out in public in disguises since 1944. But throughout the first season, you see him like evolve from being like just like a hermit who lives in the house because he can't go anywhere because he's an alien, into okay, he's starting to get these disguises, he's starting to like, you know, go out into the world and make connections of his own, he's starting to branch out from the family, and that quickly becomes like his entire thing because they realize like how amazing of a character he is, because they can just use that premise for anything in the show, like anything.
It's funny because like you know, we praise like episodes like Lost in Space and like that kind of thing, and like the story arcs that this show takes. But like, not a lot of people know about this is that like they had this whole story thing planned for Roger as well that they just never went through with it. I think it's kind of for the best. So they kind of like had this. Originally, he was just going to be like someone stuck in the house, like an Alf type character, which I mean, like, yeah, he has his moments, but like, it never would have taken off if it stuck like that.
Very
and
McFarlane
then
premise.
It kind of turned into like him being able to leave the house and like do personas and whatnot, which, you know, then like kind of blew up from there. And their plan was like, I think it was either season 4 or 5. The plan was they were going to out him like to the world as an alien.
Yeah.
And like everyone was just going to be like, okay with it. And then he was just like known as like an alien who lives with them. And that's like, oh, okay, that's cool. It's nice to see you. Like that sort of thing. And I'm interested in seeing like what they would have done with that. But at the same time, I'm glad that we have the direction we have now, because like they just get away with so many funny bits, so many funny visual cues and gags and whatnot. And like, they kind of treat it already like everyone kind of knows he's an alien. Like, I don't think they'd be as lenient with him leaving the house and even in disguises, but like, they're totally fine with it. So like, I think they kind of hit that happy middle ground.
Yeah, I had no idea that they had planned to do that at one point. That's insane. I think it's a good thing they didn't do that too, because I feel like a good like series finale type move for this show would be like the CIA figuring out that he has had Roger this entire time. I feel like that's probably like my idea for how they could end this show, is just like, what happens when Bullock does figure out that Stan's been harboring Roger for like, you know, for forever.
No, yeah, I think that that's been like a kind of Like, that's been like a thing people have like discussed before, where it's like, if we ever have like a finale or a movie, like the big thing is like Roger gets discovered and they have to like take him back to his home planet, and we finally get to see that. I mean, I think even the crew talks about that, like getting, like seeing the home planet as like the finale or the big movie event.
That I want a fucking American Dad movie so bad. That would be so cool.
It would, and it would like do absolutely disastrous in the box office, which is upsetting, but like, unfortunately, yeah. I don't think it would have done well. I mean, to be fair, I don't think Family Guy would have done well either.
Straight to Hulu. Do the Adult Swim movies thing. Make it straight to Hulu.
I mean, yeah, they could do that too. I mean, they could do like a VOD thing, and then like, I just think like they could never like do a theatrical thing at this point. And they definitely are not going to be able to do anything while Warner is still calling the shots, if they're calling any shots at all at this point, which I'm sure they are.
Yeah. That's another thing too, is it's kind of like convenient for you that there hasn't been any new American Dad for the entire year, because like, you haven't had to add any new episodes to your ranking list.
I am waiting for like
December.
I've been thinking about this the entirety of this project. I'm like, if they just like announce any new episodes coming soon, I've been dreading the day.
It's like when the other shoe drops.
Then I know it's like, because I don't really want to make the ranking video mid-season. You know, I don't want to like end it mid-season. I want it to end on like a finale, you know?
Yeah.
So we have like a nice round 20 seasons right now, according to Wikipedia.
Yeah.
And like, I have like a timeline set up, and like, as long as nothing like screws it up, and even if I like get a little off course, which chances are I'm a little behind schedule, so that might be the case.
Yeah.
So even if like something happens and like gets screwed up, I can't imagine anything new before October. And that's being extremely generous.
Yeah. It's like when Johnny Tuchello's made his Futurama video, and then like a week later they announced they're making more Futurama.
Yeah, and that's even worse, because like that show was over. That show was canceled. And it's just like, hey, we're making more. We're making more episodes. You stupid. Now you got even more work to do. No, but that video is great. I love that video.
So this show is, what's kind of fascinating about American Dad to me is that how, because this started off as the Family Guy replacement show in a way. And I think, because if you look at those first three seasons of Family Guy, that is Seth MacFarlane's baby. He is putting everything that he likes into that show, and it really shines through, and you can see like what kind of jokes he likes, what he's influenced by. And then as Family Guy comes back, continues to go on, it becomes less and less his show. But those first three seasons are very much, they're all influenced by like television sitcoms of like the 70s and 80s, and like 80s movies and stuff, because that is what MacFarlane is like most influenced by, is like television from the 80s. And I think this show, American Dad, it starts off because Family Guy is canceled, and back then they didn't just revive TV shows, they would just like give you a new show. And so they decide to give him a new show, which they decide to make, that's about like a Bush era conservative, because this is right in the middle of the horrible Bush administration. And then Family Guy comes back anyway. So American Dad is this weird little like unnecessary show that exists. But I think so much of that first season, especially because it feels like it's a takeoff of 80s sitcoms, feels much more MacFarlane than anything that comes after it, because it feels like that sort of All in the Family thing with Stan, and then Roger is like, you know, an Alf type character and all this shit. I think that first season really does feel the most like a Seth MacFarlane show, and then he sort of hands the reins over to Mike Barker and Matt Weitzman, who just take the show in a completely different direction, and it just goes just like absolutely like batshit crazy from, I think, like, I'd say like the second or third season onwards, it just goes completely insane. When do you think it becomes like the show? Like, I feel like the episode where Bush comes to dinner, like George Bush comes to dinner, is like the last time it is really that like Bush era satire.
I would say that, like, it really, really, like, leans into the more surreal in, like, season five. Again, going by the Wikipedia thing. Like, I would say, obviously, I think season one and two are, like, the most representative of what they were trying to pull off, the Bush era. Season three is different. It's kind of like a middle ground, but like there's still a lot of that. Like you got episodes like Lincoln Lover, obviously Bush Comes to Dinner, American Dream Factory.
When's the Vacation Goo episode?
That's season four, which is funny because like season four, again, that's again going by Wikipedia, season four, it's like that's the first episode of the show of the season. And it's like right after that, I think that's when they, I don't know the technical term for it, so I apologize if I get this wrong, but like, you know how like the early show looks very like, you know, it's a little like,
it's hand-drawn. Like
sloppy, it's hand-drawn, it's scratchy. Yeah. This is like the very next episode after the Vacation Goo is where they kind of like go like digital, they go HD, I don't know like the correct term for it, they don't go like actual HD, but they go like HD before HD, like everything looks cleaner, everything looks the colors look a lot more vibrant, instead of a little bit more muted, you know, everything's a bit more on model. I actually think, for me personally, I think it looks fantastic after it makes that jump. I know a lot of people like Family Guy during those first three seasons, and I think it works for Family Guy with that like a little bit more like hand-drawn sloppy look, but I don't think it works as well for American Dad, because American Dad never wasn't really trying to be as emotional in its early days. I think, at least I think it was trying to go for a bit more like commentary, a bit more comedy, or, you know, at least like try. I don't know if they always like succeeded in that. And because of that, I just think it was a little distracting. I think it didn't really work as well. And I think as soon as we got to Meter Maid, that worked well. But anyway, so that's season four. And I think season four could be argued to like make like that jump to like doing that sort of thing where it's like where they don't do political anymore and like they're a little more off the wall. But I'd say actually season four is like not too off the wall. Like they still kind of like roll it in, and like season four also has Surrogate, which is probably like the last big political episode of the show. Like that one is really, it has aged, and I don't know if you want to say it has aged good or it has aged bad, but it has aged.
Yeah.
And season five, I would say, is where they really kind of like allowed itself to like start going off the walls. But even then, I wouldn't say that's like, they're when they really let loose. I would actually say the next season is when they like really let loose, but season five is definitely when they were like, okay, well, this is not the same show. This is now going to be like something completely different.
Yeah. Well, I always thought, like, for me, I always think of Vacation Goo as the moment where it starts to really dip its like toes into being insane, because that is like it. That's like a Rick and Morty premise, like the Vacation Goo episode. Like, I feel like that's one of the episodes where it's like, okay, this is 100% not Family Guy. This is something totally different. And I do think that this show, I mean, people do know this show is better than Family Guy, and people like this show better than Family Guy, but I do think a lot of people do kind of lump it in as like, oh, this is that Family Guy show. And I honestly think it is much more in common with both Rick and Morty and The Simpsons. I think this show picks up where The Simpsons left off a lot more than Family Guy does. Even though Family Guy is like the one that does take a lot of the same ideas and premises, I think American Dad takes a lot of that, a lot of the insane joke structure and a lot of like grounding it in the family, which Family Guy doesn't do as like in the same way that these two shows do. Like American Dad will take a show and take an episode, take a joke, and like do six different turns in 10 seconds, And that's the kind of stuff that classic Simpsons would do. But at the same time, throughout all these like insane sci-fi premises and stuff, every episode is grounded in the fact that Stan does love his family, and like that's like his main goal when he's fa like whenever he's like in some kind of crazy fucked up scenario, like the Nighthawks episode, he is like grounded by the fact that he's trying to get back to his family. And I do think that classic Simpsons also grounds the fact that the family loves each other, like grounds the show in that fact. And that's something I don't think that Family Guy does. Like, I think American Dad is more similar to classic Simpsons than like anything else on TV right now, you know?
No, I totally get what you're saying. And I just want to say first and foremost, I used to compare the show a lot, the shows a lot too. I tried to do that less because I think like I just don't think it's as fair. 'Cause like I think I like both shows for what they're trying to be right now.
Absolutely.
I like American Dad more, but I wouldn't say it's the better show. I think it has a lot of issues that the Family Guy doesn't suffer from, but I still think I prefer it more. But like I think they're like because they're from the same creator and because like the same art style and whatnot, people compare them a lot, and like I just don't think that's as fair. I think like I just this isn't for you. I'm just saying in general, like I just think that like it you gotta look at it as its own thing to really appreciate it. But to go back to your Simpsons thing, I will say what's funny is like. I've also seen every episode of Family Guy. I don't think any episode of I there are some fantastic episodes of Family Guy, but I don't think any episode of Family Guy like reaches that like golden era Simpsons level, if you know what I mean. Like
No,
people say
yeah,
the
for sure.
golden era, and there are like maybe at least three episodes in American Dad that do reach that golden era Simpsons level, and there might be more. But like I'm being generous. I'm trying to like really like keep things in perspective, but like there are episodes that reach that level in American Dad. Like there are some fantastic episodes. Like for example, okay, so I'm gonna spoil a little bit, but I will say one episode that definitely reaches that level is Lost in Space. I think that that is a literally like a like y y that is like one of the best episodes of the show, like hands
Yeah,
down. It is.
for sure.
I'm sorry, not Lost in Space. I got confused. That is still one of the best episodes of the show. But I meant to say, in regards to the Golden Era Simpsons like comparison, I meant to say Great Space Roaster. I got confused because they're, similar.
Yeah, is that the one where they roast Roger and he
Yes,
like starts to hunt him down? Yeah, classic. I watched that one recently too.
that is like joke after joke, and they somehow manage to like still be like have this like emotional through point and keep it like all in the family sort of thing, and everyone's involved, and just like I don't know how they manage to like make this work on the level that they do, but like it is literally like you are watching some of the best Simpsons episodes, but it's just a different show.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's sort of thing that the magic of this show is like is it's so fucking good. But yeah, so it does start off, it's so like singularly minded, and like the characters are such like tropes. Like Stan is like, you know, the big CIA guy because we're in the middle of fighting terrorism, we're all searching for Bin Laden, and Haley is like his like liberal hippie daughter, and you know, there's the fish that was supposed to be French because of Freedom Fries, but then D. Bradley Baker was so good they just made him German. And then, but this show, instead of just ending when like the Bush era ended, as I feel like most shows like this would have, it just keeps going and going and going, and these characters are forced to just go through all these different like permutations and become all these different things. And now, like, we're so beyond like the character's like sort of like hackneyed premise, and now we're so into like who these characters are because we spent so much time with them. Like when I think of Stan, I don't like Stan obviously is a conservative, but I feel like Stan's biggest thing now is that he's like insecure about everything. Like I feel like most Stan plot lines revolve around him being like insecure or like weird about something and then having to like deal with his own personal issues like that. Like I feel like he's much more insecure than someone like Peter Griffin or something like that. Like a lot of Peter plot lines aren't similar to that, you know?
Yeah, and I mean like you look at like Peter and Stan, and they're both like idiots, but in completely different ways, where Peter is like an idiot, like in the more like general sense, whereas Stan's idiocy is due to his abundant ignorance.
Yeah.
And they're similar, but they manage to tell completely different stories and have completely different characters because of that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it just, there's definitely stuff taken from Family Guy, but I think you got to like look at this as like its own thing. Its own entity.
Yeah. Like Stan starts off, and I know Seth MacFarlane described it as he's trying to do like a voice of like a nuclear, like those kind of old movies in the 50s that are like telling you how to like deal with like nuclear drills and stuff that like he probably, not him, maybe like a generation older than him, grew up watching in like school and shit during the Cold War. And so that's like sort of his character. Like I said, like we said, he develops so much later on. And then Francine is like, for me, I think the best character in the show is always tied between like Steve, Francine, and Roger. And I feel like so much of it has to do with how good Wendy Shaw is as Francine, because she is like, is that her name, Wendy Shaw?
Yeah.
Yeah. I said it and then I wasn't sure if it was right or not, but no, she is unbelievably good as Francine. And like there's a certain point in this show where like every single Francine line will just like makes me laugh.
It's so good. She's so funny. Like, yeah, gotta give Wendy Shaw her flowers, because like she does like the dumb blonde like perfectly, and they do it in a way where it's like, you know, like it's not dumb offensively, but it's like they make it work in a way that's entertaining. And she can be like, she is smart. She's not the stupidest person.
Yeah.
And you know, and her strengths help out, you know, help balance out Stan's weaknesses. And that's why they make such like a great couple. And it's funny. You know, it's just funny that like, I would say her and Steve, Scott Grimes, Steve, I would say once they like reached like their peak characters, I think, I don't want to say they didn't like decline at all, but I will say, I think they almost basically flatlined. I don't think like they took that big of a hit.
Yeah.
I think like they found it and they kept it.
Yes. That's a great way to put it, because I feel like with characters like Klaus, Klaus continues to evolve like all the way through the TBS era, where Klaus is always like, they're trying to figure out what they're going to do with him, because he starts off and he's just like, you know, he's just there because it's a funny thing to have in your cartoon. And then they quickly realize that they don't have anything for him to do. So his joke becomes that everyone hates him and that he's just like never featured in any plot lines. And then once they hit the TBS era, the joke, they start turning him into like this like frat boy douchebag with his bros and like his little alcove inside the house. And like, he has a truck now that he just like can just drive. But you're right, with like Steve and Francine, they really do lean into Scott Grimes and Wendy Shaw's strengths, especially Scott Grimes singing as Steve.
Oh my
because,
God.
Because like, he's an incredible singer. He has like this amazing fucking like R&B boy band voice. And as soon as they figure that out for Steve, they find a way for him to sing or scream as often as possible, because I think he does have the funniest voice on this cast.
He does. He really does. It's so funny. Like, there's an episode I hate, like really, really hate.
Yeah.
But like, there's moments of Steve just screaming and reacting to things where it's like, God damn, you know, I really just want to keep on hating this episode, because I do hate this episode. But like, the way he does these things and the way he delivers these like screams and reactions, it's just so funny. He's so funny.
Yeah, every time Steve screams like from like off camera. It's the funniest thing in the world. The one I always think about is in the Krampus episode when like Francine's like doing something, he just goes, "Hey, bitch," from like the other room. Like that's the one I always think about. It's so funny. But yeah, like they figure out that he can sing, and then also I feel like he does kind of start off as like, oh, he's like a geek, and they do still keep that like he still is like a nerd, but he's also like so much more than that. And also they find inventive ways to keep doing like I feel like it would get tired to do like, oh, he's a nerd who doesn't get laid jokes. And there's in like, you know, their 20th season, and they're still finding new, inventive, and funny ways to do that. And I think part of that is just because how good of a voice actor Scott Grimes is. And also they find something that a lot of shows that aren't South Park don't do, which is they give one of the sons a group, like a real group of friends. Because he's got
Yeah.
like Snot and Barry and
Because
Toshi.
you look at the other McFarlane shows and like they have their big friend groups too, but like those are all with the dad. And
Yeah.
like they kind of have that with Stan a little bit, but very barely, like maybe one or two episodes tops. And then
Yeah.
like you look at Steve and like I actually have to disagree with you a little bit. I think early on they really focused more on like his conquest to get laid. And I
Yeah.
wasn't like a huge fan of that just because like it's just they really weren't doing anything with his character. But then as
Yeah.
we go on like later into that, that's when they kind of like go deeper into like his character. Like they go deeper into like his geekdom, they go deeper into like his friendships, which by the way, I gotta say, any episode focusing on Steven Snot is like
Best.
arguably one of the best. It's they're
Yeah.
so funny. They're so good. Scott Grimes and Curtis Armstrong play off each other really well.
Yeah.
And like it just and they actually have to be pretty emotional too. Like they somehow manage to like pretty frequently strike the emotional chord. Like I just got to this one point where I'm watching this episode. I'm like, wow, this is like a surprisingly like really well-handled emotional moment. And I wasn't expecting that based on like what's actually happening in the episode. Like, I did not expect them to actually handle it the way they did, but like, you know, kudos to them for doing that.
Yeah, he's like he kind of plays the role of Snot kind of plays the role of like a Milhouse, but also not really, because you can tell that like their friendship actually like means a lot to both of them, whereas like Milhouse is seems more like a kid like Bart just like hangs out with. But like Steve and Snot, they really do mean a lot to each other, and they do get a lot out of like their genuine like friendship, which is something that I feel like a lot of shows focusing on families don't really do, because a lot of it's just like the family's relationship with each other. But like most like so many of the best episodes of this show are just like Steve and like, you know, his three best friends, like what they're up to and like the kind of crazy shit they're getting up to. But yeah, like Snot is so fucking good. He's like basically a main character.
Yeah, no,
Yeah.
I mean, I love Snot. Snot's great. There needs to be they gotta do more with Snot. And I like that they are doing more with Snot, but they gotta do even more with him. I like that, like I just like when they have Snot around. I think he's a really funny character. There was an episode this season, which is actually pretty interesting. Or wait, was it this season? It might have been last season. It was last season, where like the main characters were Snot and Barry. And like you don't think about that. Like
Yeah.
they don't really do episodes where they don't focus on like the characters, like the main characters.
Yeah.
And like the last time they really did that was Lost in Space when Jeff wasn't really considered a main character.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad that like even all these years later, they're still finding ways to like shake things up.
They did another episode about, I think it was a couple seasons ago, because it's this one where like Klaus is home alone, and you find out that Snot just goes into the Smith's house whenever they're away. And
Yes,
like
I know which one. I think I just watched that one on TV the other day. I love that one.
that see that episode me that episode I remember stuck with me, because they talk about like a like a bus ride or a train or something to like a different part of Virginia. And like because I live in Virginia, I live where this show takes place. I live in Northern Virginia,
Oh,
which is
wow.
where American Dad takes place. And so there's a lot of jokes in here. I feel like there has to be at least one person on the writing staff who's lived in Virginia, because there are a lot of like Virginia specific jokes on here, because I've taken that like bus ride they've talked about. And also,
Yeah, no, they were talking about a train to Roanoke. That was what it
yes,
was.
that's it. Because yeah, because Roan I've been to like the Roanoke part of Virginia. I've taken that train.
They have the best Jersey Mike's.
There's also the joke I'm thinking of. I'm probably gonna like butcher it, but Francine's talking about like she like now they'll have to go to Colonial Williamsburg. She's like, that's so boring. And like I've been like, you know, when you're a kid in Virginia, like your parents or your school makes you go to Colonial Williamsburg, and it is so fucking boring. And like that's such like a specific joke that I feel like is, I mean, obviously people know about Colonial Williamsburg, but it feels like a very Virginia specific joke, and I love it. I love when the show will drop like very specific references to things like that. But yeah, I do think about that, because that Langley Falls is not a real place. There is a Langley. I've driven by Langley, and I
And
always,
that's actually where the CIA is, right? In
yeah,
Langley. Okay.
and I do want to always try to like get a picture of it, but it's always like on the highway, so I can never get it. But I think I live about like maybe four. I live like right on the edge of Nova, like right
Okay.
before it becomes like redneck area. But I still like grew up going around to like Washington, grew up going to DC all the time and stuff like that. Like I love whenever they go to like Nationals Park in the show, because they've done that a few times recently, or like at least like within the past like 10 years since like the Nationals really took off. I love when they go to Nationals Park. But yeah, that's just me like nerding out about Virginia. But yeah, so this show, I think another thing this show does that I can't think of any other show that does it like this is their sort of long running story arcs in the way they do. Like, obviously, the big one is the Golden Turd. The two big ones are Golden Turd and the Christmas episodes, I think. Those are the two big story arcs, where the Golden Turd that Roger like shits out in like the sixth episode of the show, anyone who comes across it like goes crazy. And The show will just become like this little mini movie for like 2 minutes in the middle of an episode, where like the bars will come down and they'll just like focus on these random characters as they like kind of end up killing each other over the Golden Turd, and continues throughout the entire show until they end it. I think is it 300 or 400 where they end it? Have they gotten to 400 yet?
300. No, they're at 366.
Okay, so it's episode 300 where they end the Golden Turd saga. They haven't done anything with it since, right?
Actually, it was episode 299. They actually have a
Oh.
they have quite the knack for not actually having the big numbers like actually be the big numbers. Other than
Yeah.
like episode 200 actually being episode 200. That is the only time they got it right.
Yeah.
Which I don't blame them for. I think that's more of a Fox thing.
Yeah, absolutely. But have they done anything with the Golden Turd since 300?
No, but that was also only like 4 years ago. And
Yeah.
like they were pretty lenient. Like between when the show got picked up for TBS, including like the season 11 three episode thing,
Yeah.
if you want to count that, and 300. They only had like two appearances.
Okay,
Well, three, including 300, which is
yeah.
like 10 season. No, I'm sorry. If you're counting like between then, that's still like that's 7 seasons of like not doing it, like not doing
Yeah.
anything. You know, like they managed to like spread it out. So I wouldn't be surprised if they like do something again with it. But at the same time, I don't think they need to. I think they ended it. You could argue whether or not you like the ending or not. I have
Yeah.
issues with the episode,
Yeah.
but I think they ended it on a pretty good note. But
I always remember, because we're also talking about the Christmas episodes, is obviously Rapture's Delight is non-canon. They confirm that in Multiverse of American Dadness. But the part where G like they're going to like get Roger's spaceship and they need like something encrusted with diamonds, and then Jesus pulls out, or it's Jesus or Stan who pulls out the golden
Jesus.
turd. Jesus pulls out the golden turd. I remember like that was so fucking hype to me as a kid. I think that's one of the coolest scenes in the entire show. But that, do you watch Solar Opposites?
I do, yes.
The golden turd reminds me of something that would be on Solar Opposites with like the wall or the silver cops, because it's similar to those in the sense that like the wall does have a character you're supposed to care about, at least with Sherry, but also everyone on the wall is kind of talks like they're in a bad action movie. That's kind of what they do with the golden turd as well, you know, where they're kind of writing like tongue-in-cheek, like bad like action slash thriller movie dialogue. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, but like I feel like they actually managed to pull out some like pretty like what's the word I'm looking for? They actually managed to pull off some pretty like good moments with it too, I will say. Like they managed to like stick the landing with some of those. Like the whole
in
thing.
Both shows. Yeah.
Yeah, no, both shows, definitely. And like I don't know how I'd feel if they treated it like The Wall. I'm glad
yeah,
that they spaced
suck.
It out as much as they did, because
yeah.
like I just think that would have gotten too distracting. It works for Solar Opposites. I just don't think it would have worked for
it would that would suck for
American
American
Dad.
Dad. I'm glad
yeah.
they the way they do it the way they do it. But yeah, so like they do all this the episode like the show becomes known at least to its fans for like all this crazy shit that it does after it develops beyond that sort of like satire. Because like we said, it starts off and it's like, ooh, Stan and Haley like disagree because Stan's a conservative and Haley's a liberal, and then it becomes like that's not even their characters anymore. Like there are all this crazy like arc story arcs happen, like the Christmas episodes where they're always fighting Santa or Krampus, or like everything that happens with Stan's dad throughout the show, and even like running jokes like Mind Quad. Like every time Mind Quad pops up, it's fucking crazy. Or Steve and Roger's like detective duo Wheels and the Leg Man, which they brought back like last season. That's a great episode. And also they keep a lot of things consistent too, where like the show will kind of forget about characters, but also the writers know they're forgetting about them. Like they'll bring back like Tuttle after like 5 years, and now he's like this like monster who's like a like Jabba the Hutt monster. And then they bring him back again and he's normal. Now he's just like basically a part of the main cast for the TBS era. Because we talked about this last time. The TBS era ends up having like its own cast in a way versus the Fox era. And do you remember in that 100th episode where they kill off like a bus full of characters?
Yes.
That almost kind of feels like that's... I remember there is like a... There's like named characters on that bus, aren't there?
No, they use every character on that bus as a character that has appeared at least once or twice. Like they do a good middle ground where it's like they don't actually like kill off any big name characters, but they actually yeah. kill off characters that are actually characters. Like they don't
yes
hold back in that regard. Like you see like for example, you see like some of their neighbors that like appeared in a few episodes that like hadn't appeared since like the first or second season. You see like that stupid knight that had like that he had in that like trap cave system underneath his house to keep Francine from finding out that he was an ice skater. Like they have
yeah.
characters, and I
yes,
like that
yes.
like they were able to do that. Like they actually lived up to killing off. I mean, I don't think there were 90 whatever people on that bus for real. Like
yeah.
I don't think they actually grew 90 something people, but like if you say there's 90 something people on that bus, I believe you.
Yes.
And you know, I don't want to change subjects or anything, but I when you brought up Mind Quad, that made me remember that I love that they got like Randy Spears to voice him.
Yes.
It's like this rant, like this pornographic actor. I love that they just did that.
It's
they got
so
him to voice like
funny.
This It's funny, and like he does a really good job. Like he does a surprisingly really good job
yeah,
voicing
he
this guy.
Kills it
like
as
he
Mind
kills
Quad.
It
Yeah.
in the little time that we see him, because we see him like three times, or like he has three times where he has like speaking roles, and it's like
yeah.
he kills it every single time.
It's so good. And I think also like another thing this show does is it takes like the show really does like insane episode premises, like the premise of an episode, like premise of an episode is, okay, Steve gets cloned and then Francine raises one and Stan raises one, and we get to see like how the different parenting styles affect it. Like, that's a crazy fucking premise that you would not do in any other Fox, like any other like animated sitcom. Like, that's only something you could do on American Dad. Or like when we talked about with the like the they do a country club reenactment, but they do like
I
the
fucking love that one so much. It's
yeah
so
the
funny.
war reenactment, but it's a Vietnam War reenactment instead of like a World War II one. Like, I think this show, like the only show that excels in like single episode premises in the same way this show does, is Rick and Morty, because Rick and Morty does like 10 insane episode premises a year. And I think the show does that too, where it's like every season they bring something absolutely fucking insane. Like the episode from this past season where the entire episode is like a delusion Francine is having while she's
That
having a
episode's
panic attack.
fantastic too. There's still,
That is a great
say what
episode.
you want about the show, but like, even if you don't like the episodes that we're talking about, they still manage to like fully like have these crazy ideas that they're able to execute upon, and it doesn't feel stale. And I love that.
I think this show has aged better than any other long-running animated TV show. I can't think of a single show that's been on as long as American Dad that's as consistently good as American Dad. Like, Family Guy has a lot of ups and downs, even though I still think New Family Guy is great.
I like that too, yeah.
I'm a fan of the past couple seasons of The Simpsons, but that's also had a lot of ups and downs. South Park has a lot of really horrible shit and also really good stuff in all its eras. Like, I don't think any show that has ran as long as American Dad has, with as many episodes as American Dad has kept it as consistently fresh, interesting, and funny as American Dad. Like, I think it does truly win in that regard.
I
Like,
agree
which.
with that. And the funny thing is, the key word you keep saying is consistent. And what's
Yeah.
funny is that they are absolutely not consistent at all. And I think that's what makes it so good. You like you mentioned that they
Yes.
keep it fresh, they change things up. And like they're not going to please everyone. I will say there are a few things I don't like about the TBS era that I like in the Fox era, but the same
Same.
thing, there are things in the Fox era I did not like that I like in the TBS era. And
Yeah.
it's like the fact that they're able to change things up so much and be so inconsistent is what makes them so consistently like good. Like even
Yeah.
with bad episodes in this era, there are still plenty of fantastic episodes in this era too.
See, that's why I'm excited for your American Dad video, because I mean, Ellis Mark's videos on like The Simpsons, you did The Simpsons, right? The
He did
all of the
Simpsons,
Simpsons.
he did Family Guy, he did the whole thing. And honestly, his is probably going to come first. And I'm looking forward to that one because, like, so I'm coming from somebody who has watched every episode multiple times, other than like, you know, the last season, obviously, because like that
Yeah.
just came out. And he's doing it from the perspective of somebody who has seen some episodes but has not seen the whole show.
Yeah.
So I'm actually very interested to hear what he has to say. I don't want to like assume anything. I assume he's going to be a little bit more negative, but I think you know, knock on wood, he'll be more positive than he was at the end of his Simpsons and Family Guy rankings. I don't think he'll be as positive as he was at the end of the South Park ranking. I think he was pretty
Yeah.
positive at the end of that. But like, I don't know what he's going to be thinking. That's the other thing too, is like you could show someone American Dad from beginning to end, and I have no idea what they're going to be thinking at any point in time.
Well,
Like
that's what I was gonna say
Family
is
Guy, a lot of people agree after season three, season 4 to 7 is like very dark, not exactly the same show. Don't know if people will like it as much. And then 8 through like, you know, and then they change it up in like season 9, and
yeah.
then 10 is like a not great season, and then 11's fine, then 12 is pretty bad. And then the rest of the show is just like, you know, whatever. Except I think 16 might be like not as good. Or maybe no, 16's good. I'm sorry, 16 is a good season.
Yeah.
But like with, and then Simpsons obviously is like season 1 is like rough, but it works. 2 through 9 is like the golden era.
Yeah.
10 through 12 is like a transitionary period. And then you can ask anyone else about anything else, and they're like, yeah, it's not great. Yeah. It's whatever. Meanwhile, yeah. like, you know, with people like us, like, personally, I never was the biggest fan of, like, the middle, the teen era of the Simpsons, of the Simpsons. Same. And I really wasn't a big fan of the 20 era of the Simpsons, but I'm really enjoying the 30s. I am really enjoying the 30s a lot. Like, they really, like, are doing pretty damn good with the 30s.
They are. It's like the thing Klaus says when he's like, do you watch the Simpsons, Francine? It's getting good. But no, that's what I was going to say is with LS Mark's video, like, or those types of videos with where they're talking about, like, every episode, ranking every episode of The Simpsons, like, you know, the top 50 are going to be from, like, seasons 3 to 8, because you just know that's just how.
Yeah, exactly.
But with American Dad, I have no fucking, like, your top five.
You don't know. You're not going to know. Like, your top with five, anybody.
Yeah, it could be from seasons 4. Seasons 19, season like 7, and season 11. Like, American Dad is so consistently good and so consistently different that I'm really looking forward to, like, your video and also LS Mark's video. I don't know if he was making that on American Dad, but because, like, there's no one era of American Dad is like, oh, this is the best era. Every season brings at least a couple episodes that could go in that, like, top 50 slot, you know? And I think that's what's really, really, like, fantastic about this show. But yeah, this, like, there's so much to talk about this show. Like, I didn't even get into, like, something I want to bring up from last time is that they have a singular Trump joke in this entire show, and it's in the first season when he's still a reality TV show host.
That's wild. I'm so glad they did not. It would have been painful to watch if they kept it up. Like, because I can't imagine how bad it would be.
Yeah, because they have the joke where it's like Stan says you're fired. He's like, someone pay Mr. Trump. And then, like, obviously, like, the Trump whole movement is almost like, in several ways, especially right now, it's kind of like a almost even worse version of, like, the stuff that went on with Bush in the early 2000s. But a lot of, and, like, the show was so focused on that kind of comedy, but by the time we hit the Trump era, even when, like, you know, Simpsons is making that god-awful fucking YouTube short about, like, you know, Trump with, like, tiny hands, all that, like, toothless, like, bullshit, and, like, American Dad never even bothers with it because it's so above that kind of shit at this point. And that's so crazy from a show that, like, started off, that was built on the foundation of making fun of conservatives, that Stan has not uttered the word Trump since 2005. And that's awesome.
It like, you know, I think back to, like, the Obama era for this show, and, like, I think he mentions Obamacare. Or maybe, no, I think Roger, like, offhandedly mentions Obamacare. And, like, every other time he's, like, upset, he just says the Democrats. And, like, the one time they meet Obama, like, the only thing they, like, say about him is that, oh, he's a cool guy. He's the president. And if we meet him and he shits in the pool, then anyone could shit in the pool and it will be fine because the president shit in the pool.
Yeah.
And the president is cool. And I'm like, wow. You know, if this was still the show it was back in season 1 and 2, there would be very different, like, things happening right now.
Absolutely. But yeah, so also I want to talk about how the show's relationship with Adult Swim, because obviously, like, this is an Adult Swim podcast, and this show has been anchoring the block for longer than any other TV show on Adult Swim, because
I was going to say, did it beat Family Guy?
Yeah, Family Guy joins the block in 2003, leaves in 2021, and American Dad joins the block when it starts in 2005, and then it's still on now in 2024.
Jesus, that's so almost 20 years. That's wild. That's insane. And, like, going off of that, too, is, like, you know, I'm sure we'll talk about this later, is, like, they recently just said there have now been more episodes on TBS than there have been on Fox.
Yes, I'm going, like, to bring that up.
We could talk about
this.
That later. Yeah. And it's like, that's wild to me. But, like, American Dad just works really well on Adult Swim.
Yes.
I think it worked better when it was leading into Family Guy. I'm not going to lie. I think it did work better. It was like that 1-2 punch. That being said, I think if you switched it around, I think it would have worked a little better. Like, I think the Fox schedule of like Family Guy then American Dad, like, I think I prefer that a little bit more. But American Dad works really well on Adult Swim. Like, the only problems Adult Swim has had with American Dad is like problems that aren't even like a problem with just this show, where it's like it's either sped up a little bit. And again, that's not even like just that show.
Yeah, it's every show.
And even then, like, I think they've kind of gone back on that. And like, they stretched out the 4x3 era, and they actually fixed that pretty recently, which, thank God for that. Like, it looks so good. I mean, it looks fine, but like, it looks so much better not stretched out. Like, it looks so good. And like, they treat the show well. Like, I don't think they overdo it. That being said, I wouldn't kill them if they like took off one American Dad, took off one Bob's, and then you have to do 3 and 3, and then gave an hour to Futurama during
which they should be doing when, like,
you know, people are awake. But I think they also realized that like they kind of got dealt a shitty hand with Masters. I had no idea existed at all. Like, that is like that sucks that they got those rights back, and like, that's how they have to air it. Like, I don't know. I would also be ashamed of that and like leave that at 4 a.m. I don't know. But either way, I think American Dad works really well on Adult Swim.
Yeah.
I think that's how a lot of people like myself got introduced to the show. You know, because like, you know, obviously the new episodes are on Fox or TBS or whatever, but like, they don't rerun it. They never rerun it other than like Sunday nights when there's no new episodes. American Dad, they rerun every single night.
Yeah.
Speaking
of that, my friend who's been on this podcast before, he's like a hyper normie when it comes to TV. And he's like, what do you mean? Hasn't American Dad always been an Adult Swim show? Like, he just thinks that Adult Swim like produced American Dad. He doesn't know it was a Fox or a TBS show, which I think is fascinating.
That's weird that he doesn't know it's a Fox show, but I can understand the confusion not knowing it's a TBS show. Like, there's still people who don't know there are new episodes being made under the TBS label. And I know, I think we talked about this last time too, but like, the fact that it has been on TBS this entire time confounds and amazes me in that, like, it is not fit for TBS at all. It would do so much better if it was on Adult Swim.
It's so perfectly made for Adult Swim. I don't understand why the new episodes aren't there.
I don't know either. I don't know why they don't have like a Final Space thing where it's like, oh, new episodes. It's a TBS show, quote unquote, but like, you know, the new episodes are on Adult Swim first.
Yeah, who fucking knows? But the month we're recording this is now officially like the point where the TBS era has overtaken the Fox era, where like it's like 9 years and like something months, and
that's crazy. That's insane to me. It's wild.
We've officially overtaken. I remember when it went to TBS. That's also when I dropped off the first time, is because I went into high school, and then I was, you know, more focused on like weirder Adult Swim things, like, and also focused on like lore stuff like the Venture Brothers. So I did like really fall off this show for a long time, and then I didn't come back to it until I think probably like, I mean, I would catch new episodes every here and then when it was on, but I don't think I didn't do like my full binge of the show until like 2021, when I watched through like all the TBS seasons, because like the Fox era is burned into my brain from like being a kid. But like, I watched the TBS era for the first time like after COVID, because I'd really fallen off of it. And it is, like I said, it is like, as I think it's an episode count, it's longer than the Fox era now, which is crazy.
I think you're right. No, because like the thing with the Fox era is like, there was never a consistency with the number of episodes. Like, you look at like a Wikipedia thing, and it's like one season has like 16, one has 20, one has 18, one has 19. And with TBS, other than the first season on TBS, which, to be fair, that was like a kind of like a weird holdover season, like that could be seen as like the last Fox season that just aired on TBS.
Yeah.
It has consistently been 22 episodes a season. Even last season with the whole writer's strike thing, they got 22 episodes out.
This show puts out 22 episodes a year every year.
I mean, I doubt we're going to get 22 seasons episodes next season. Just again, I bet writer's strike probably affected it. I mean, the fact that there hasn't been any announcement of like it coming at all is like, clearly the production must have been delayed because it's coming. I just don't know like when and how much and like what's happening after.
Yeah.
And like, it's so interesting that like they've been able to be so consistent because you don't hear about a show other than like the big Fox shows, animated wise, that get 20 plus episodes per season.
And yeah, technically speaking, Futurama American Dad can't get that.
Exactly. And technically speaking, American Dad's a cheat show. Like it is like a Fox show, but like the fact that they still allow them to do 22 episodes a season is wild. Like they never even did 22 episodes a season before. Like now they're just doing that. That's wild. Like who's in charge of allowing this sort of thing to happen? Like I'm not complaining. It's just it's weird that like they have consistently had more episodes than Family Guy and Simpsons and Bob's Burgers.
Yeah.
And it's not even a Fox show anymore.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, so that's kind of brings us to like the future of the show and where it's going to go from here, because it is a little bit like there's definitely at least one more season coming because it's renewed through this upcoming season. And then right now there is no official announcement of a renewal. I think it's very possible they change networks, and probably like what you said with how it's insane it is they're getting 22 episode orders. I can see that order getting cut down if it is moved to like Hulu or Adult Swim or something to maybe like
I'm not 10 looking to forward to that.
Yeah, 10 to 15 episodes a year. But yeah, it's because TBS eliminated a lot of their scripted programming, and there's been no announcement yet. But the guy, when they interviewed the Futurama cast last year when the show came back, they basically said that the show came back because a Disney / Fox, whatever executive saw like of the roster of their animated shows was like, why is that one not making new episodes as popular? And American Dad is, I'd say, as popular, if not more so, than Futurama. So
I don't know if I'd say it's more popular. I would say
I think Futurama has a harder, like a more hardcore fan base. But I think American Dad like is broader. I think everyone watches American Dad. I don't think everyone watches Futurama. You know?
No, I get that. I see what you're saying. I think that's a fair way to put it. It's just that also like. You know, American Dad has its story arcs, but Futurama also, like, has a story to tell, and it tells its story very well. I wouldn't say all the time very well, but for the most part, it tells it very well. And, like, I would say they're more so brothers in arms, Futurama and American Dad. They are both, like, compared to their sister show. And everyone, whenever people bring it up, they always say, how come they're making more, they should be focusing on Futurama and not Simpsons. They should be focusing on American Dad and not Family Guy. Yeah. And like, I just like, man, just like enjoy the shows for what they are. But like,
absolutely.
Even on Adult Swim, they were kind of like sister shows. Cause I remember it didn't it go from Futurama to American Dad.
Yeah, that's the promo for the final Futurama marathon. They're talking about what they're gonna do, and it's the Bruce Taylor one where he goes, or maybe we'll just air American Dad. Like that's that one promo.
I think they go in line so well together, especially the fact that they both have really really bad seasonal discrepancies.
Yes,
I would say American Dad's might be worse, but I think Futurama's is pretty awful as well, actually.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the show ending.
Me neither. Personally. I just
don't see a need for it to end. It's kind of like Aqua Teen in my eyes, where like you know, according to the record, Aqua Teen is over right now. But you and back. I and everyone on this planet knows that Aqua Teen is not going to stay dead. It will never stay dead. I remember there was this Tunific Tariq tweet where it's like, you know, I heard that Aqua Teen was coming back for a new season. And like out of every show coming back, I'm like, oh yeah, that one makes the most sense. It's like they never left. Yeah, and it's exactly. like, yeah, no, they are inevitable. And I kind of feel like that's the same thing for American Dad as well as like Family Guy.
For sure.
I just don't think that the end means the end. There, that being said, we haven't really like gotten to a point where like the end, there was ever the end. There have been times where it's been close. Like I remember like last season, they were the not Echoes renewed episode. And like that was going to be the finale. And I'm like, that would have been a terrible finale. I like that episode, but like that would have been an awful finale. Oh my God.
They could do a lot better.
But like, I just can't imagine them ending it. I just, it always in my mind feels like they're just going to keep making new episodes until like everyone drops dead. And I don't know if I want that per se, but I just can't imagine they'll ever stop making new episodes because I don't think they run out of ideas.
It's like that. It's like that House of Decline comic where it's like,
I love that comic. I love that. Yeah. I always go to that one.
Yeah. We're in a world where like everything, like reality's falling apart. Oh, cool. They're still making new American Dad episodes. Like that's exactly, that's exactly.
And like they're being earnest. And I love that. It's like, they're earnestly like excited to watch a new American Dad episode. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, I would be like that too. Like, yes, I would like to consume more American Dad episodes, please.
That's
like
how it feels right now. It's like, oh wow, the Supreme Court is, you know, taking control of America, and both our presidential candidates are like dying old men, and the climate's falling apart. Oh shit, they're making more American Dad. Hell yeah.
Exactly. Like,
it's I love this show. This show's wonderful.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've kind of talked the shit out of this show. I feel like we could probably eventually, years down the line, probably do another American Dad episode because there's just so much to talk about with this
show. There's so much. It's wild.
But is there anything else you want to bring up before we get into like our plugs or anything?
Yeah, I mean, like, I just think that American Dad works and continues to work because it's able to adapt, it's able to go with the flow, it's able to bring on new talent while also keeping older talent on staff to continue to help out and keep things running. It's able to bring back older characters while also introducing newer characters and new ideas as well. And it works because as a family unit, they couldn't be any more different. And they have a lot of problems with each other, like a lot. But there's still this heart in that family. They love each other. It is palpable. It is noticeable. Yeah. There is no doubt about it in my mind. And I think as long as that's there, I don't think this show will ever truly be bad.
Same. Yeah, that's perfect. That's a wonderful, very heartfelt tribute to this show. I love the show. The show's fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
When's the timeline you think for that video coming out?
Yeah, so right now I am on season 10 or the last Fox season, whatever you want to call it. I have like this whole schedule planned out. I'm gonna get season 10 done this week, and then, you know, 11 and 12 can get done very quickly, like probably I'm busy this weekend, so probably next week. And then I'm hoping to get like the entire thing done by the last full week of July, and then I can record everything shebang in like a day or two, and then audio edit in like another day. And then I'm going away for vacation mid-August. So I'm really hoping I can get this out mid-August. That being said, I'm not going to hold myself to that. If I can't, I'm not going to like hold myself I'm not going to be super upset if I can't.
Yeah, for
sure. Because if I can't, I know I'm going to be I'm going to be close to done. So if it's not done by mid-August, it'll be out like the first or second week of September. And like, awesome. Just to give an idea of the length of this one.
Yeah.
So season 10 starts, the Ace Attorney video was 4 hours and it was 72 pages long.
Yeah.
Season 10, the last Fox season, that page starts on page 89.
Oh, I can't wait for this shit.
So that is going to be a long boy. And that is going to be the longest video I ever produce ever. And it's going to be an undertaking, but I cannot wait to get it done. And I can't wait for everyone to see it.
I'm super excited for that. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. I think I'm, like I said, I've been doing Owls Only on a bit of a monthly basis now. I find it easier to keep up with like my full job. This was supposed to be June's episode, but then the file got corrupted and I went on vacation. So this is now going to be July's episode. What I'm actually working on right now for August is I'm watching through Squidbillies for the first time.
Oh, I love Squidbillies.
I'm watching through Squidbillies because it's the only it's the only William Street show that I've never like Matt and Dave, like Space Ghost Crew William Street show that I've never watched in full. And so I'm sitting down and watching all of it. I finished the last real DVD, volume 5. I'm watching like the shitty made on demand one probably later tonight, and I'm gonna continue on until like, you know, the seasons up until we get to like the Tracy Morgan one. So I'm gonna try to do that one next month for this podcast and talk about like what consuming 13 seasons of Squidbillies did for my brain.
Squidbillies, I like. I think Squidbillies gets a lot of hate, but like,
I think it's interesting.
I don't want to like spoil anything for you, but there is some wild animation later on. Like they do some crazy stuff. And I gotta say, like, it's not for everybody, but like, the backgrounds of the show being like actually like painted backgrounds, like being like they're fantastic. They're amazing. I don't get how people hate them. I think they look fantastic.
But we can say that for next month. But so you can follow me on Twitter at Mouse Fitzgerald without the D. I am actually don't have access to the podcast account anymore. I can't get it back because of a bunch of stupid bullshit. So I'm just advertising it through my Twitter and my Instagram, adult_swim_merch_archive. And we're gonna post all my Adult Swim stuff. I don't have too much American Dad stuff because there isn't too much American Dad stuff. But anything else you want to plug besides the video?
I mean, you know, just if you like what you heard and you want to be the first to know about when that video drops, just be sure to check out my channel, The Dan the Man Show. I might get like one smaller video out between then. But you know, that's kind of like gonna be my focus for now. I'm also on Twitter. So you can follow me on Twitter too. I've been posting like screen caps of episodes that I've just been like rewatching to keep things up with, and just like those somehow keep blowing up. I don't know why, but whatever.
They're great.
So yeah, I mean, follow me there, subscribe, just that'd be great.
Awesome. Okay, we'll see you. I'll see you guys next month with Squidbillies.